OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Buchan says people should pray together as a nation. This was prompted after he received a video clip which was distributed on social media a few months ago, in which a farmer pleaded for a mass gathering of prayer.
Remember that farmer that sent that clip? And he said, "Kom ons bid saam." I've learned that. Okay, come and let's pray together, not in our own houses. Remember he said that? So I want to say to you today that the reason for this meeting is to draw God's people together in one place at one time and to ask God to intervene on the senseless murder, some of it demonic, against the people of South Africa. This is not about farmers getting murdered. It's about people getting murdered. I come from KZN. I'm telling you that there are more black people getting murdered than anybody else in this country. There are young girls coming home from school and they're getting raped and they go to the police and nothing's happening. It's not the police's fault. It's because they cannot cope. So we are going to draw a line in the sand and we're going to say, it's time. It's time to stop the carnage. It's time to stop the disrespect for human life, where every man is becoming a law unto himself.
He says it is a Christian gathering, but people from all walks of life are welcome.
This meeting is not exclusive. It's inclusive of every nation, every color, every creed, and every religion. But it is a Christian meeting.
Buchan says the whole event was made possible by donations.
We've been offered 17 farms. How would you like a million people to come to your house for one day? Exactly. These guys understand what it means. My family knows. I've had mighty men on our farm. It's not done intentionally, but they flatten fences. They do all kinds of things. But these farmers, because they want Jesus Christ to be sovereign Lord in this country, they've opened up their farms. I'm believing that this meeting is going to sway and turn the nation. I'm believing that genuine revival is going to take place. You say to me, Angus, what does that mean? Genuine revival, according to John Wesley, is a people saturated with God. I believe that the rand will go up. I believe it. I believe that young girls will be able to walk out at night and look at the shops without being abused. I believe people will be able to leave the ignition key in their motor car with the car open and go shopping and know their car will not move. Why? Because God is going to be sovereign in this nation.
Logistics coordinator of the committee organizing the event, Joe Schumann, says alternative routes from the major hubs in the country have been identified on www.itickets.co.za. People are urged to visit the link on the website where routes are specified for dedicated parking spots. This is to avoid traffic congestion on the two main entrance routes, namely the N1 and the R700, between the city and Bultfontein. Schumann says it is important for people to register on the website for a free parking voucher. This will enable orderly parking.
We will fit 6 major routes into the event area, and from there we have multiple parkings that will be able to fill simultaneously. You will find on your iTickets when you get your free parking voucher, so that people can go and register. They will see the parking area that is allocated to them, and from that they will be able to get a GPS coordinate that will take them to the nearest turn off, and from there on we've got route signs, we've got color-coded marshals.
Organizers say the GPS coordinates provided to people who registered on iTickets are not their final destination coordinates. These coordinates will only take people to the position of the first road marshals at that point. Thereafter, motorists must follow the road signage. Traffic marshals will direct them to parking or camping areas. Schumann says it is important that people bring their own camping chairs, hats, sunscreen, food and water. Chris Lee Smiller, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.